at the moment.
There are many issues there that you talk about. Let's just take one of them, social care. I wonder, what would the Liberal Democrats do on social care? What are they recommending the Labour government do on social care? And crucially, how would they pay for it?
Well, we know the system is broken at the moment. There's a shortage of social care workers, and their conditions are not good. They work from dawn till dusk, basically, on a piece rate. So, yes, it is going to take more funds. And as Liberal Democrats, we believe that the people with the most ability to pay should be paying more. So what I'm really concerned about at the moment with the new Labour government is that even while they're saying that those with the broadest shoulders should carry most of the burden, we then see them cutting the winter fuel allowance.
Mm. So you raise taxes then?
So we're talking about wealth tax or what?
You know what? We're not talking about a wealth tax, but, you know, I actually have quite a different view on this from the party line. I think that for too long we have... I'm not saying this is not the party line. It's certainly very different from the Labour line. That Labour is treating us like we're a household with a bank account, that we can't borrow in order to invest in our public services. And I think most of us in this country just see our public services falling apart around our ears.
What practically would you do with social care? Just give me one idea of what you would do with social care if you had enough money, rather than just paying people more. Because you haven't given any practical suggestions about how to change the social care system.
Well, we really need a rethink of the system. The demographic of this country has changed dramatically.
But what would you do?
Well, we need to have more GPs. We would like to.
That's not social care. What would you do to change social care? You haven't given. Do you know?
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm feeling like this is a policy exam right now.
You said the Liberal Democrats want to change social care, and I'm just asking you very simply: what practically would you do to change social care?
Well, we need to fix this system.
How?
And you know.
I'm going to sort of cut in here because I don't want to be unfair to you. I think what is interesting is that there is maybe a lack of policy from the party on this, or clear policy, which is why MPs like you, who are kind enough to come and speak to us, can't immediately tell us what you do that's different apart from what we know so far, which is paying social care workers more. I mean, this was an absolute
have a strong
cornerstone
policy on it. Yeah. And I'm just going to hold my hands up here and say that... as I think you may know, that I have been in politics for less than 2 years, and I know that there are a lot of people out there who know a lot more about specific Lib Dem policy than I do. And so, I mean, we can turn this into a policy exam if you like, but...
I do think it's a policy exam. It's just, look, many of our listeners are really interested in social care because many of them are worried about either how they're going to pay for their social care or that their house is going to be sold, and any legacy, financial legacy that they might leave their children will be eroded because of social care. It is a hot topic, and it's something that we're all concerned about. I think, look...
Well, on that, I would like to say that... we would like to see social care be free at the point of consumption, that people should not have to sell their homes in order to
pay social care cap. A cap on costs, a bit like proposed by Boris Johnson, that's been kicked down the path. It hasn't been ruled out by Keir Starmer, but a cap on social care costs is something the Lib Dems would want to go for.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that people shouldn't live under this threat of selling their homes, which they want to leave to their children, in order to pay for their care in older age.
All right, Roz, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. Roz Savage there, Lib Dem MP for the South Cotswolds.
Thanks very much indeed.